Finance Conversations. This is the 56th episode of the Merging Life and Money Show, and I am super excited to be here today with you. For those of you who do not know me, I am your host, Marie-Jo César. I help professional women bridge the gap between life and money by teaching them the relevant financial skills and knowledge they need to take control of their money, manage their finances, and understand that they can live their best life with the money they have. Thank you for joining in today. And if you are watching the replay, make sure to type hashtag replay in the chat and leave me some comments and questions. Welcome, welcome, and welcome. I come to you live every Thursday at 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time to share valuable information about how to achieve financial wellness and live your life with means and meanings. As you may know, the main objective of the Merging Life and Money Show and my strong why is to empower as many women as I can by sharing what I know about money and finance so that they can live their best life yet. Today, I will be talking about the changing role of women in society and how it affects the economy and the workforce. So grab a pen and a notebook, as you might want to take some notes to share and discuss them further with family members, friends, colleagues, whomever you want to, because it is all about sharing values that could benefit others. So if you have any questions whatsoever, make sure to type them in the chat. And if you want to talk to me directly, I will share my information with you a little later in the show. Let us start. As you know, March is Women History Month. And as I was preparing for the show this week, I would be remiss if I did not mention the confirmation hearing of U.S. Supreme Court nominee Ketanji Brown Jackson. Okay, this is history in the making as we speak, and it is a great illustration of the changing role of women in our society. Well, the role of women in our society has changed drastically over the past century. Just imagine, in the early 1900s, most women stayed at home while the men went to work. Then only about 27% of women were participating in the workforce. By 2016, that number increased to almost 60%. And in 2021, while there was a slight decline already, COVID-19 exacerbated that trend. And women's participation in the workforce fell to about 56%, which is still a lot compared to the 1900s. So with more women working than ever before, it is important to take note of this trend. The increase in female employment rates has had an immense impact on both society and the economy. Something worth noting. So today I will focus on the following three points: how the changing role of women in our society has affected the economy and the workforce, the challenges that both men and women face because of this shift, and what does the future hold for women in today's society. I have been thinking a lot about this lately, you know, about all the changes in the role of women and how it affects our economy and how it affects the labor force. I would say that while women have come a long way in the last few decades, there is still a long way to go. In many parts of the world, believe it or not, women are still not seen as equal to men. And it is very difficult for women to get the same opportunities and pay as their male counterpart. As I mentioned in previous shows, too often women have to deal with a number of gender-based stereotypes and expectations. Let's look at the first point for today's show, how the changing role of women in our society has affected the economy and the workforce. Women has always been an important part of society, okay? And their role has changed drastically over time. Furthermore, this progressive shift continues to have an unquestionable positive impact on the economy and the workforce. So in the past, women were largely responsible for unpaid work such as childcare and housework. And now, with more women working, we've seen an increase in productivity and a decrease in unemployment. Additionally, women are now contributing more to the economy than ever before. In 2019, women's earning made up almost 57.4% of the total U.S. income. This is a significant increase from just a few decades ago, when women earnings only made up about 37% of the U.S. Of the total U.S. income. Also, women are increasingly getting more education and training. Okay, so this means that they are better prepared to enter the workforce and compete for jobs. In fact, in the early 1900s, very few women went to college, and even fewer pursued careers after graduation. And today, women make up over half of all college graduates in the United States. Okay? They are also increasingly pursuing careers in fields that were once dominated by men, such as law and medicine. Additionally, women are now working in a wide variety of industries, including many that were traditionally male-dominated, I would say, and they are making significant contributions to businesses and industries across the country. They are also starting their own businesses at a higher rate than ever before. Also, study has shown that when women are working, they tend to spend more money than men do. This is because women are more likely to buy things for their families. As you know, they still remain the financial controller for the household. So they have to buy foods, clothes, everything that the home needs. Additionally, women are more likely to invest their money in stocks and other assets that can generate long-term growth. They are into the long-term business. I would say that all of this is good news for the economy, as women increasingly are contributing to the gross domestic product, the GDP of the country. Another point that I want to make is that women are now the primary breadwinners in many families. They are just as likely as men to be working outside the home and taking on leadership roles in corporations and governments. And with more women now working, there is more money being earned by household, okay? And this is consistently boosting the economy and helping to reduce poverty levels. And as women continue to enter the workforce and attain higher level of education, they will likely have an even greater impact on the economy in the future. I will also note that now that women are working more than ever has led to an increase in women's earnings and a decrease in their reliance on men financially, which is, by the way, helping to boost the economy and contribute to the labor force. Also contributing to major changes to the labor force is the fact that in the past, most women were confined to jobs that were considered quote unquote female occupations, such as teaching, nursing, and secretarial work. And women have now broken through these barriers and are working in a wide variety of jobs and professions. I will conclude this first point by citing a recent S&P Global report, which states that an increase of the individual labor force participation rate of women alone will lead to an increase in the U.S. by approximately $5.87 trillion over the next decade. Now, let's take a look at point number two, the challenges that both men and women face because of this shift. So the change in women's role have not been without its fair share of challenges. Adjusting to the new norms can be challenging for both men and women, but it is important to remember that these changes are happening for a reason, okay? Though it may be challenging at first, it is important to embrace the change and see it as a positive step toward for the future for both genders, I would say. So many women still face discrimination in the workplace, okay? One of the most significant one is a gender pay gap, which refers to the fact that women earn less than men for doing the same job and are more likely to be in low paid and part-time work. This is an important issue because it can lead to women having less spending power and fewer opportunities to advance in their careers. Another challenge that both men and women face is a renegotiation of gender roles in the home. For instance, if a woman is now working outside of the home, she may expect her husband to take on more responsibility for household chores and child rearing, for example. And this can be a challenge for men who are not used to being the primary, this can be a challenge for men who are used to be the primary breadwinner and not having to do any household chores. It can also be a challenge for women who are used to being the primary caregiver in the home. So increased competition for job is also another challenge faced by both men and women. In the past, women were often excluded from the workforce or relegated to jobs that paid less than those held by men. Today, women are increasingly present in the workforce and are competing for jobs that were once considered to be men's work. I will add that this increased competition can easily lead to feelings of insecurity and anxiety for both men and women. Now, I'm going to wrap up the second point of this episode by saying that it is worth noting that women are still more likely to be the primary caregiver for children and elderly family members, which can make it difficult for them to harmonize their work and family responsibilities. And, women are still disproportionately affected by poverty and violence. So while it is clear that much progress has been made, there is still a lot of work to be done in order to achieve true equality. which takes me to the third and last point for today's episode. So what does the future hold for women in today's society? There is no doubt that women have made great strides in recent years. They have shattered glass ceilings, jackhammered concrete ceilings, and have proven that they are just as capable as men in a variety of fields. However, there is still more work to be done in terms of equality. Here are some things that, in my opinion, the future holds for women in today's society. More women will enter male-dominated fields, okay? There are still many fields that are dominated by men, such as science and technology. However, more and more women are beginning to enter these fields and are demonstrating that they are just as capable as their male counterparts. Another point is that more women will become leaders. There are still relatively few women in leadership positions, but this is slowly changing. In the future, there will be more women in top roles in both the private and the public sectors. Another point is that women will be paid equally for equal works. I may not see it in my lifetime, but it will happen. This is one of the most important issues facing women today. In the future, there will be greater parity in terms of pay between men and women for equivalent work. I'm very optimistic on that. Women's voice will be heard more in the media. The media is still male-dominated, as we know. The media is a powerful tool for shaping public opinion. In the future, women's voices will be heard more often in the media, and their perspective will be given greater weight. In fact, this trend is already taking hold, and some recent examples include the Women's March on Washington and the Me Too movement, as we know it. So, as more women become involved in media production, their unique insight and viewpoints will become increasingly important. This is a good thing because it will help to promote equality and inclusion, as well as gender parity. I believe as well that there will be more gender balanced governments. Okay, currently, most governments are dominated by men. However, in the future, there will be more gender balanced governments with an equal number of men and women in positions of power. Who knows? I am confident that in not a too distant future, the UN, the United Nations, will appoint a female Secretary General. As you know, the United Nations is one of the most important institutions in the world. In the future, it is likely that it will appoint its first female Secretary General. I would say also that women's voices will be heard more loudly than ever before. There has been a growing movement toward feminism for many years now, and particularly more so in recent years. And this is only going to continue. Women's voices will be heard more and more, demanding equality in all areas of life. So the future of women in society is as important. I would say the future of women in society is an important issue, okay? In my humble opinion, I believe that the future holds great things for women and that they are poised to make even more progress in the years to come. So as more women enter the workforce, they are sure to make even more progress in closing the gender gap and achieving equality in the workplace. For all I know, how women are treated in society affects not only them, but also the economy and the workplace. It is therefore essential that we continue to fight for equality. Only then can we hope to create a truly just and prosperous society for all. So tell me, what are your thoughts on the changing role of women in society? Do you think it is having a positive or a negative impact on the economy and the workforce? Let me know. Now, I am going to wind down some and summarize what I talked about today. I talked about the changing role of women in our society, and I focused on 3 points. How this changing role has affected the economy and the workforce, the challenges that both men and women face because of this shift, and what does the future hold for women in today's society? Now, my reflection on the subject matter. As I see it, there are a number of reasons why this change is taking place. First, women are living longer and healthier lives than they did in the past. This means that they are able to work for more years and make a greater contribution to the economy. Additionally, many women now have access to childcare, which allow them to work even if they have young children. Also, women are becoming more involved in politics and decision-making, and this is helping to create a more equal society that is better able to meet the needs of all its members. It has been a long struggle, and it will continue to be one. Despite these challenges, there are a number of reasons to be optimistic about the future of women in society. Okay, in recent years, businesses and government have recognized the changing role of women and have adapted their policies and practices accordingly. And a number of countries have enacted laws and implemented policies designed to help close the gender gap, particularly the gender pay gap, okay? It is important to note, however, that failure to do so, in my opinion, could lead to economic decline and social unrest. So what else can be done? Well, first of all, women need to be given the same opportunities as men, okay? They need to be able to apply for the same jobs and be given the same pay. Secondly, women need to be supported in their career choices. This means providing them with adequate childcare and flexible working arrangements. Thirdly, we need to change our attitude towards women in the workplace. We need to see them as equals and give them the respect they deserve. And lastly, we need to continue to fight for women's rights and create opportunities for women in all areas of life. Only then can we create a fairer and more just society for everyone. Let's make it happen. As you know, I like to end the show with a quote. And today I am going to quote the late Madeleine Albright. Mrs. Albright passed on yesterday, 23rd of March. And it reads, "Our collective experience has shown that when women have the power to make their own choices, good things happen. Madeleine Albright was actually the first female Secretary of State in the United States history. She also served as a U.S. ambassador to the United Nations from 1993 to 1997. This brings us to the end of today's Merging Life and Money episode. And let me share my contact information with you. In fact, I am going to show it at the bottom of the screen for the remainder of the show. So I hope that you've enjoyed today's show, and I will encourage you to watch the replay. So for more information about how to achieve financial wellness from the inside out and live a purposeful life with the money you have, join me next week, Thursday, at 5 p.m. Pacific time, 6 p.m. Mountain time, 8 p.m. Eastern time, 9 p.m. Atlantic time for my Bermudian pips, and 10 a.m. Friday morning, Brisbane, Australia time for my Australian friends. Thank you for being here today on the Merging Life and Money Show. I am your host, Marie-Jo César. I will be back again next week. Until then, continue merging life and money. Bye for now. Oh,